me say, yes, I can hear you. Instagram, can you hear me? Say, yes, I can hear you. Toby, can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right. I know you have not said if you can hear me. Okay, someone say, yes, I can hear you. All right. So welcome to the Paul Fu podcast, everybody. I'm streaming live on three platforms, on the podcast, on YouTube, and on Instagram. This is going to be a fantastic episode. Today, I'll be looking at the 13 things mentally strong people do not do. This is off the back of a book by a psychologist. And I think the book went viral, especially during the pandemic. And I'll be looking at them today. My name is Amy Maureen. So let's get into the psychology. I relate it to sales and relate it to selling. So you see how beautiful this can really, really be. All right. So let's get into it. All right. Okay. 1 second, please. I just want to make my screen a bit clearer. 1 minute. Yeah. I don't have a full-fledged studio, man. So, we're trying. Give it the best shot that we can give it. You know what I mean? All right. Great. So, if you can hear me now, we're good. So, let's roll. What are the things that mentally strong people do? The 13 things that mentally strong people do. It is important. Very, very, very important. That you realize that if you are not strong in this world, those who are strong, they will mess you up. I put out a quote recently. I said, the marketplace is unkind to the weak, to the ignorant, and to the stupid. And that's just the truth. So you don't want to be in that position. So let's get into the 13 things. Number one, mentally strong people, they don't waste time feeling sorry about themselves. They do not waste time feeling sorry about yourself. So the first thing is that don't feel sorry about yourself. Something didn't go right. You say, oh, it's all coming out. It's not going to work. Feeling sorry for yourself does not change your situation, does it? Feeling sorry for yourself, does it change the situation? By you feeling sorry, does it improve the quality of your life? You will be emotionally free, but it doesn't improve you. It doesn't improve you. So don't waste time feeling sorry for yourself at all. First things first. Number two. Mentally strong people, they don't give their power away. So they don't blame anybody. They do not blame anybody or any situation for why their life is not where they want it to be. Now, it doesn't mean that other things and other people do not contribute to our lives. They do. They do. They do. The government contributes. The policy of the government can determine whether you succeed or not. It does. But you need to pretend as if they don't have power over you. That they are not the determining factor for your success. Act as if. Because if you act like you are not going to give your power away, the way you approach your work will be totally different. Alright? If you act that way, hey, I'm in charge here. The way you carry yourself, the way you operate will be totally and completely different, isn't it? That's the second one. Don't blame anybody for why your life is not working the way you want it to work. All of us have challenges. Don't blame your wife. Don't blame your girlfriend. Don't blame your mom. Don't blame your dad. Don't blame your boss. Don't blame your customers. Don't blame the algorithm of why they are not engaging with your content. Your content is shitty. That's why. The reason why they're not engaging with your content, perhaps your content is not great. The marketplace doesn't lie. The reason why they're not following, because they don't know you. This is why they're not buying from you, because nobody knows you. It's as simple as that. If they know you, they will buy. Simple. If they know you, they'll buy.
I like that.
Number three, they don't shy away from change. Mentally tough people do not shy away from change. They embrace change. Today now the world is changing. There's ChatGPT. There's OpenAI. Are you embracing that? Do you know how to give those prompts? You know, I increased my price recently. This OpenAI is very powerful. I charged somebody a certain amount of money to coach them on their book. They want to write a book because I've written a couple of books myself. So I coached the person on writing his book. Then somebody else came again after that for me to coach the person again on writing their, not this time around, just to be a coach. I took the figure of the person I was coaching to write the book. I took it to OpenAI and said, do the unit, what is the unit economics of this? I'll be coaching this person for 3 weeks. What is the unit economics of this? And OpenAI said, I should put how much I pay for internet, how much I pay for Zoom subscription and all those things. When I put it, I discovered that with the unit economics, yeah, the person paid me money in bulk, but it doesn't really look like much. So what did I do? I raised my price. I had the impetus and the confidence to raise my price because I understood that if I stick with this other price, I am not making profit. OpenAI is very powerful. So embrace change. Learn how to prompt OpenAI. Here's what happened to me recently. So I journal a lot. I write down my goals and I write down what I'm grateful to God about every morning. I've done that for years. So yesterday, I was telling my children this over dinner. We're having dinner yesterday. I was telling my children over because I always ask them, how was the day? I took my journal entries, right? Then I took it to OpenAI and I dumped it on ChatGPT. I told ChatGPT, I said, this is my journal entry for the last 2 to 3 days. Off the back of this journal entry, what kind of person do you think I am? My goodness. When this thing psychoanalyzed me. When this OpenAI psychoanalyzed me, my God. It was so perfect, it was scary. Why? Because I am embracing change. Do you embrace change? That's one thing that mentally strong people do. Number four, they don't focus on things they can't control. I like this one. Mentally strong people do not focus on the things that they cannot control. They don't. They don't even bother. They don't focus on things that they can't control. They focus only on the things that they can control. It's a waste of time to focus on things that you cannot control. You can't control the president of your country. Can you control it? You can't control the policy of the economy. You can't even control your boyfriend. You can't even control your girlfriend. Yeah, can you? What you can control are your beliefs, your action, your attitude, your habits. If you focus on what you can control, the things that you cannot control will take care of itself. Please tell other people to come and join if you're getting value from this. Tell people to come and join. I say, look, man. Yo, man. These brothers sharing some deep stuff. I am thoroughly enjoying this class. If you're enjoying this class, please give me an emoji. Buy a badge. If you're watching us on Instagram, buy a badge. I say, coach, I got to encourage you, man. I got to encourage you, dude. You show up here every week, man. Yo. And I got some good news for you. My podcast has moved up. I think we are the 49th most listening to podcast right now in Nigeria. It's doing very, 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 very well. And good things are coming on the pod, man. Yo. All right, so they focus on things that they focus on things that they can't. They don't focus on things that they can't control. Did you get it right? So focus on only what you can control. And when you start focusing on the things that you can control, your life will be a lot easier. You will feel a lot better. I'm telling you, do what you can control. Leave the rest. Let the rest take care of itself. I am telling you for real. All right. So before we go on, this episode of the Paulful Podcast was powered by the Paulful Company. And we are doing a webinar on the 17th and the 18th of May called How to Achieve Your Sales Target in 60 Days or Less. In that webinar, I would show you how to change your mindset from a negative mindset to a positive mindset using my antonyms method. In that webinar, I will show you how to attract new customers into your DM using content as a lead magnet. In that webinar, I will show you how to answer phone calls either when a customer calls you or when you call a customer. I will show you how to increase your closing rate with that way. To sign up for that webinar, click on the link on my Instagram bio. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, click on the link in the show notes. If you're listening to this on Spotify or any other podcast platform, click on the link in the show notes to sign up for the webinar. The second sponsor of the this podcast is my WhatsApp group, Sales Factory. I've been running Sales Factory WhatsApp group since 2020. Yeah, in my WhatsApp group, we review a book every single month on the 15th of every month. And then I drop a sales nugget from Monday to Friday, and we do live together. To join my WhatsApp group is 15,000 naira for 3 months, or 60,000 naira for 1 year, or 8,000 naira for 1 month. If you live outside Nigeria, you can convert that. So click on the link on my Instagram bio to join the group, and let us continue. Number five, mentally tough people, they don't worry about pleasing everyone. Because the truth is that you can't really please everybody. But you should please some people. You should please your wife. You should please your children. You should please your God. Very important. The three constituents. You should please your God. You should have a pleasing relationship with your maker. You should strive to live a life that pleases your God. You should try to ensure that your garment is clean, and that your soul does not have bitterness and unforgiveness. It's important that your soul does not have bitterness and unforgiveness. But you can't please everybody. But you must try to please your wife, please your husband, but please your God. If you have a pleasing relationship with these other people, every other thing will be fine. You can't please it. You can't even please your mom every time. Abi, my mom died in December. I had a good relationship with my mother, fantastic. But I didn't please her every time because hey. I got to do what I got to do, man. Isn't it? All right. Yeah. They don't fear taking calculated risks. They do not fear taking calculated risks. I mean, think about it. I moved out of Nigeria with 3 children in my 40s. That is a risk, isn't it? I left the comfort of Nigeria where everybody knows me in my industry, where I was getting jobs left, right, and center. And I moved to England, and some client says to me, you can't do my sales training because it's not physical. But have I grown? I've grown. Have I gotten new clients? I have gotten new clients. Did you get that? Have I grown? I've grown a lot. I used to live in Port Harcourt. I moved from Port Harcourt to Lagos. You have to take calculated risks. And Lagos changed my life. Some of you may just need to change your location. All you need is a new environment. By changing your environment, you will change your revenue for some of you. I'm telling you. Some of you just need to change your location. If you change your location, you will literally change your life. I'm telling you. The estate I was living in, the neighborhood I was living in Nigeria, before I moved to England, my goodness. The service charge of that estate was my rent from where I was coming from. Can you imagine that? And guess what? I found it easier to pay that rent. My goodness. Why? The moment you change your environment, you step up your capacities. You step up your game. You step up your abilities. All right? Again, this episode of the Paulful Podcast is powered by my webinar taking place on the 17th and the 18th of May called How to
achieve your sales target in 60 days or less. If you attend that webinar, if you don't like it, I will give you back your money. 100% guaranteed. Who wants to attend that webinar right now? Say aye. And you can pay in 3 installments. Send me a DM right now. We'll work out a payment plan for you if you don't have the $150,000 to pay up front. All right? But attend the webinar and you'll be happy that you did. All right, great. Number seven. And I'll continue some other time. They don't dwell on the past. They don't dwell on the past because, hey, you can't change the past. The past has gone. The past has gone. The past has gone because what you did in the past that created the past memories that you don't like, by dwelling on it, it doesn't change it. It doesn't change it. Rather, you should focus on what you want to create. You know, I love what Esther Hicks said in Esther and Abraham Hicks, that focusing on what is doesn't change your life. Focusing on what you want to create is what changes your life. The law of attraction does not work on what is. It works on what you want to create. What is the way things are. You may not like it. You don't like it. But dwelling on what is doesn't change what is. Actually, it expands what is. Did you get that? It expands it. But focusing on what you want begins to attract into your life the people, the events, the circumstances that can help make that happen for you. Those of you who are listening to this on YouTube, please click on the subscribe button. I hope you enjoy this. Write a comment. Tell your friends. Sign up for my webinar or my newsletter or any of my products, and you'll be blessed. You'll be happy that you did. My Instagram has don't go away. I'm still talking to you guys. All right. I really love this.